Hi everybody and welcome to the Get a Fucking Life Babe podcast. I am your host Lydia Killian and this is the podcast you come to if you want to shift your self-concept fast, manifest everything you've ever wanted and get a life you are absolutely obsessed with. This is a podcast for you and today's episode is all about your insecurities and how they are actually a superpower if you use them correctly. Now, as you know, this week has the potential to be one of the insecurest weeks of the year. I'd probably team it up with Christmas or New Year, that kind of same kind of energy, because it is the dreaded Valentine's Day coming up on Friday for a lot of people. If you're single, if you're manifesting love, then this is a week where your insecurities are gonna pop out to the surface. It's my job to help you get them under control and pop them back in. I don't want you doom scrolling on Friday, sitting there looking at couples on the internet. You have no idea whether they're even happy or not, but just the single fact they've posted a photo, you're going to feel like shit for the whole day. I'm not having you do that, babe. We don't do that in my club, okay? Not in my house. You're not doing that today. Not with me. So that's what today's episode is going to be about. It's about how we can get our insecurities under control and use them to shift our life and change our self-concept. And I actually believe this is the reason why my work is so powerful, because I'm not just giving you a bunch of affirmations to try and manifest something. I actually get you to shine awareness on your triggers and your insecurities so we can shift them, because when you shift them, you become fucking unstoppable, babe. When you remove the stories that are making you feel insecure, when you remove the things that are making you feel insecure, you become a walking, talking powerhouse, a force of nature. And this is something I've included in my new The Love Formula Manifest Love Workshop. This is my tried and tested step-by-step guide on how to manifest love in 2025. My clients have used it. They've manifested babies. They've manifested weddings. It's the exact steps that I took. You can see all the testimonials on the webpage linked below. If you're ready to change your love story for good, this is the workshop for you. And I am telling you now, the sleep affirmation tape that is in there, the exclusive sleep affirmation tape for you to listen to, is going to work wonders for you. So if you want to be my next love success story, the link is below. Okay, let's dive into today's podcast, because I really feel like some of you need to hear it this week. I know I would have needed to hear it at one point in my life, and doing work around my insecurities set me free, probably the most out of anything, because your insecurities are what are telling you that you can't manifest love, you can't manifest money, you'll never be your dream weight. Your insecurities, your limiting beliefs. And they're kind of the same thing, but insecurities, like, they're things you can physically change sometimes as well, which is what I'm going to go into. This is not going to be the most comfortable exercise at first, but I swear to God, it will change your life. If you can sit down and you can shine awareness on the things that are holding you back and the things that make you feel like shit about yourself, and you can put yourself in that uncomfortable situation just for a little bit, just for a little bit, oh God, it's just going to change everything. I'm going to tell you a few of mine to start with. So I first did this exercise, and it wasn't something I discovered on Google or through a teacher saying it. It was just something I instinctively did when I got sick of my insecurities. And I'd just come away from, like, I wouldn't say a situationship, but I'd stopped seeing a guy that I liked. And I realized that when I was seeing him, I felt so insecure over the fact that he had his own place and I didn't. I was living with my grandma at the time. And that really, really threw my head, as in, like, why am I feeling so insecure over a little detail? I'm sure they don't care. I've got a great personality. I'm funny, all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm telling myself I'm less than and I don't deserve them because I don't have my own place. I'm making myself feel like shit over me not having my own place. And I really got sick of feeling that way. Another big insecurity that used to come up for me was my little boobs. I've spoken about this within the 2-week self-concept challenge and in the love workshop, because we do work on our insecurities in those. I might have mentioned it on a podcast before, but I can't recall. But yeah, my itty bitty titty committee boobs, my little bee stings, they used to make me feel a bit like shit. You know, and I used to have a lot of women on my Instagram that had massive boobs, little waists, and I'd sit there and think, oh, I'm not going to look like them. Like, I don't get jealous over people's bums because I've got a big bum. Like, that is, you know, I got one or the other and I got a bum. But you know, looking at other people that I'm never going to look like was really drilling my head in. And it would have me convinced that I was less than in a relationship, or maybe that other person's going to go cheat with someone who has boobs. And I had this realization at the same time, like, no one's ever kicked me out of bed for having little boobs. Like, it's really not that big of a deal. It's not that deep. But these stories that I'm telling myself are that deep because they're making me feel like shit. And more examples came up and I worked through them and whatever. But these two are great examples because one I decided to change and one I decided to accept. And that is a big thing with these insecurities. We are going to have to change them or we are going to have to accept them. And whatever it is dependent on you, which one you decide to do. I decided that I am never going to get surgery on my boobs. I really, really doubt in my lifetime I'm going to get surgery on my boobs. I've always wanted a boob job, but I am an absolute wimp. It takes me so much effort to even go get laser hair removal, to get my eyebrows waxed. I'm a wimp. And I know I shouldn't tell myself that story, but it's been in there so long. I find it hard to change the assumption on me being a wimp. And it's so funny because the last time I went for my laser hair removal, and I am going off on a tiny little tangent here, she gave me a stress ball and I was just wincing and scared. And she was like, just say affirmations that you don't feel pain and that you're brave and this is easy. And bear in mind, she does not know what I do for a living. So I turn around and say, babe, I'm actually a manifestation content creator. I actually teach people how to do affirmations. She went, really? I went, yeah, sure, you're gonna have to change them then. How funny is that? So yeah, when it comes to me and getting a boob job, likelihood is never gonna happen. I don't think I could pluck up the courage enough. I really don't. And so therefore, I've got two options. I can continue to hate them or I can accept them. And I decided to accept them. And I started writing down all the reasons why I love them. I changed the perspective on them. So the fact they don't give me a bad back, I can wear little tops. You know, I'm quite petite framed. So they keep me looking petite because they're little. And I just really decided, okay, let me buy some nice lingerie. Let me start putting nice bras on them and I'll start naturally feeling better. When I tell you now, they don't bother me. They don't bother me at all. So that was the insecurity I decided to accept. If I can't change it, I have to accept it. Otherwise, I'm just abusing myself every single day for something I feel like I cannot change. And you know, years ago when I had the same dilemma with my teeth, because I've got something called peg teeth, the ones next to my two front teeth, they're really, really tiny. So I had composite bonding done. That I could change. And I was happy to change and I was willing to change. So I can change it. I'm going to change that and I'm not insecure about it anymore. But with the boob thing, I feel like I've spoken about boobs a lot in this podcast. I'm sorry for any gentlemen listening that don't really want to hear about boob talk today. I've gone all shy all of a sudden. But me having my own place, that was something that I was not only willing to change, but I really, really wanted to change. I wanted my own place anyway. The fact that I felt insecure about it was just another force for me to make it happen. And it honestly didn't even take that long once I decided to put all my efforts into manifesting my own place, my own home, my safe space that I could have just for me. I wanted that anyway. The fact that it would make me feel insecure that somebody else had it and I didn't, because it made me feel like, oh, maybe I've not got my shit together, even though I was only 26 at the time, so it's not really that young to not have your own place. I mean, I commend anybody who is my age or any age and has the ability to not pay bills. Like, it's not something that I would look down on people for. It doesn't bother me at all if somebody else is not in their own place. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. In fact, I think it's quite commendable to still be at home with one of your parents or, you know, with friends or something. Like, I think that's great. It was just something for me that I wanted to change. And I think it's probably because I'd spent the summer in Ibiza before that. And so I had my taste of independence. I wanted my freedom. And so that was something I was willing to change for myself. And so now it's not an insecurity anymore. And if you remove insecurities, what do you think happens? You only get more and more confident. You are stacking the odds in your favor. You're building your self-concept. You're doing something for you. You're building your quality of life because you're not going to walk around all day thinking this imaginary detail in your head is a problem. And that's what it is. It's an imaginary story you are telling yourself as to why you are not good enough to be who you are and have what you want. And I am all for the acceptance part. If we can accept them, I would love for you to do that. I would love for you to do what I did and change your mind on something and change your perspective on it. But if not, then get proactive about them. That's why there are two options. Because sometimes changing our mind on something is not the easiest way to go about it. Changing our mind is, you know, something that takes a lot of effort and a lot of requirement. It probably would have took me just as much effort to convince myself that having my own place was not a problem in my head than it would have been to manifest my own place. Just like it probably took the same amount of effort to convince myself there wasn't a problem with my little bees than it would have to convince myself to have an operation and all the fear that would have brought me. It's a case of choosing your heart. Which one are you going to choose? And if you want to apply it to this week and you want to apply it to a love situation, then please do that. Obviously, Valentine's Day is coming up. You can apply this to any situation. But if you want to apply it to love, ask yourself, what do I tell myself as to why I cannot have something or why I do not deserve something? What are the main stories? And if you feel overwhelmed, just pick three. What are the main things, the main reasons I tell myself as to why somebody wouldn't want me or I can't have this? They are your areas that you need to work on. I promise you, they will keep resurfacing if you do not deal with them yourself. This is why affirmations are great, but they don't deal with everything. I promise you, you could probably take 5 months to repeat an affirmation enough until you believed it. Or you could just remove the limiting belief. You could just remove the insecurity. Like saying, I'm in a loving, committed relationship is not going to outweigh the beliefs you've got as to, oh, I'm not good enough for somebody because X, Y, and Z. This is why your affirmations sometimes feel like they're not working, because you haven't worked on the underlying limiting beliefs. You haven't worked on the underlying insecurities, and that's why it feels so hard. You feel like you're lying to yourself because you're saying this affirmation, but deep down you don't feel that way. And if deep down you don't change that insecurity or that concept of the thing, you're going to really struggle to manifest it. And this is why working on your insecurities becomes so powerful, because the more you remove the stories or the circumstances that you can control or change or accept as to why you can't have something or why you don't deserve something or why you're not good enough, the more you will feel good enough. Once you remove them, the only space you can live in is confidence. And listen, we're all work in progresses. I still have to do these things now. And I first did that exercise 5 years ago, but every time an insecurity comes up and it's really becoming a problem, I'm like, okay, I need to sit down and do that insecurity exercise. I either have to accept this or I need to change it. I have to pull my power back from this shitty story that I'm telling myself. I'm in control. I'm the operant power of my reality. The only reason why this is even a problem is because of the meaning I'm giving to it, the way I'm seeing it, the way I'm perceiving it, the assumption I'm putting on it. Not only am I the problem, but I am the damn solution. I can change this. I just need to change how I'm seeing it. I need to change how I'm perceiving it. I need to change my assumption on it. And once I change all of those things and I change the meaning of it, guess what? It's not going to affect me anymore. These things that I'm telling myself as to why I'm not good enough, they're not going to affect me once I change them. So this is why I say this work really, really sets you free. I cannot describe to you how important self-concept work is. I know I drum on about it all the time. I know I do. Do you know what? I had a realization last week. I have some trouble pinpointing my messaging when it comes to being online and what I say. And the one thing that comes up all the time is self-concept. And you can apply that to everything. But I was on a coaching call last week and it really made me realize that my job on this planet is to help you see your worth and to help you remove all of the stories that you are telling yourself as to why you are not worthy, why you don't deserve stuff, why you're not good enough. It is my job on this planet to help you with that. So trust me when I say, I do not take this stuff lightly. If I'm telling you to do something, I'm giving you an exercise, it's because I really, really believe it's going to change your damn life. I don't sit here and just give you little manifestation techniques off TikTok. I don't sit here, which I will do sometimes, don't get me wrong, I love a good manifestation technique, but I am not giving you surface level shit. I am giving you deep down, let me change your brain chemistry. I was being so motivational then. Let me change your brain chemistry. Let me change how you're seeing yourself. Let me remove all the limits that you are putting on yourself. That is my God-given job. I really truly believe my energy is God-given and I was meant to do it. So trust me when I say this exercise can change your life. If you are willing to sit down and look at the nitty-gritty parts of you that you don't want to look at, that you don't want to address, that feel painful, that feel hard, that feel icky, and you're willing to just sit down and just sit with yourself and be honest and open and accepting and non-judgmental of these insecurities that come up, you can forever change your future. because 99% of people will not do that. And that is why 99% of the comments I get is, oh, manifestation's not working. No, because you're just doing these silly little trends, or you're not doing it for long enough to change your old story, or you're not really working on what needs to be worked on. If your self-concept is the blueprint for what you manifest, and it is, it really is the blueprint for how your life goes, it's the blueprint for how you see the world, then having insecurities and stories that are in opposition to what you want is only going to keep them from not manifesting. And if you're struggling to think, oh, I don't want to sit down and deal with my insecurities, then ask yourself, how bad do I want this? If I really, really want this manifestation, am I willing to get a little bit icky and uncomfortable and sit down and do this? And if the answer is yes, then do it tonight. Do it now. But it is such a powerful exercise if you are willing to sit down and do it. And I'm going to end this on a similar note, because I really believe, like, if we become aware of our insecurities and we keep them playing on, then we're kind of, to an extent, we're kind of doing it to ourselves a little bit if we're not willing to change or accept them, or if we're not trying to change or accept them. And this is going to tie into Valentine's Day on Friday. If you know something is going to trigger you, so all my single people out there, or even if you're in a relationship and you're not, it's not where you want it to be, if you know something's going to trigger you on Friday, stay away from it. Live in your own little bubble. Stay off social media. Pretend it's not happening. Protect your peace. Stay out of the 3D. Do not sit there and go on social media and stare at all these couples that you have no idea whether they are happy or not. You have no idea whether they're cheating on each other or what their life is like outside of that smiley Instagram edited picture. And then complain that you feel like shit because you've been staring at stuff that makes you feel like shit all day. I forgot to add at the start of the podcast, when I was deciding that I was going to accept my little boobs, I stopped following girls that had massive boobs, unless they were friends, obviously. But I stopped following models on Instagram that I'm never going to look like, because what is the point in having something that makes me feel like shit about myself for no reason that I can control? If these pictures are making me feel like shit, okay, I'm not going to look at them. If you know seeing couple pictures all day on Instagram on Friday is going to trigger you, stop doing it. If you know, and you do know, that stalking your ex on Instagram on Friday, seeing how loved up they are, is going to piss you off, then don't do it. It's very simple to not be triggered. You just stop doing the things that trigger in you. And then from that space, because it's not just a rant, it's a love letter, I promise, you are going to fill your day up with things that do make you feel loved. Go and see a friend that makes you feel so loved. If you can't go and see somebody, then at least speak to them. Buy yourself flowers. Take yourself for a massage. Do something on Friday that makes you feel loved. All that validation you're wanting somebody else to give you, I want you to start pouring that into yourself. You need to start pouring that into yourself, because that is where the love is going to start manifesting from. We give it to ourselves first, and then it manifests so fast and so hard in our actual life. Sitting there spending all day wondering why it's not happened for you. And by the way, if you do have some of these feelings, totally natural. I'm not saying be a robot on Friday. If you're upset, process it. But go do things that validate yourself. Validate why you do deserve love. Validate why you do deserve every bit of happiness this planet could give you. Take your power back. Be proactive about your self-concept. Be proactive about your emotions, your well-being, your mental health, your own happiness. Stop giving all these outside circumstances the power to rock you and shake you and make you spiral. Bring this power back, call your power back, and take control of your reality. And like I said, if you truly want to bring your power back with your story when it comes to love, then try my new Manifest Love course. It is linked down below. There are payment plan options available. Like, there's Klarna and Clearpay on it now. Like, no brainer. Like, I think it's so cool that people can Klarna me. I just think that's so cool. I don't know why. Just think, wow, people can Klarna me. And above all, my honeys, remember this week that you are the prize. What do you bring to the table? You are the fucking table. You are the legs, the chairs, the cutlery. You are the whole damn thing. You are the food that sits on it. You are the cake. You are everything. I need to stop because I'm going to go off on a big tangent with this. But you are everything. There is so much to love about you. You are so powerful, and you are so worthy, and you are enough. You are infinitely enough. And I know that, and I am going to spend every day of my life trying to convince you all that. I hope you have a gorgeous week, and I will speak to you next time. Love you all loads.